Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we spend some time talking to the travel secretary. She is the awesome Ann Sayers, who is buzzing around like a bee this time of year throughout all of Wisconsin. This week, she wanted to highlight some of the great events that are taking place in August from north to south and east to west. Here's our conversation with the secretary, Ann Sayers. This Wisconsin summer's going so sweet. It's been good. In August, we really get things cooking, don't we?
My head absolutely spins in August. There is so much to do. We are hard at it. I have lots to share with you today.
Well, I went to college in Oshkosh, Ann, so occasionally my head would spin after a trip to Appleton. Let's go out there and hang out for some live music.
One of my very favorites. So this was recently heralded by Rolling Stone magazine. Mild Music is celebrating their 10th anniversary this weekend. The Appleton Music Festival brings in up-and-coming musicians and bands from all over the country. It is happening August 3rd to the 6th. Mild Music acts as a staging ground for emerging artists. They show off their talent. It's over 4 days. A mile of the city's downtown is just transformed into this massive music venue. There's about 200 artists that you can catch, all the genres, indie, folk, bluegrass, roots, and more, 40-plus venues. And the cool thing about it, which there are many, but it's nearly entirely free, and every artist performs original music.
Free is good. We love free, Ann. Free is always good. The Wisconsin State Fair, we're broadcasting live from the fair. It's one of my favorite things to do all year long. The people watching is incredible. People from around the world come to Milwaukee County. Tell us about the Wisconsin State Fair.
Exactly. A beloved summertime tradition. There's 11 days of fun planned. It's August 3rd through the 13th. Enjoy dozens of free entertainment stages. This includes live music, variety shows, comedians, other performers. So that makes it a great value. But there's also the high-flying rides, exciting games, thousands of animals, endless family activities, contests, vendors. Classic Wisconsin culinary delights, of course. No trip to the Wisconsin State Fair is complete without the iconic cream puff. They've sold that at the State Fair for 99 years. And if you can believe it, nearly 400,000 cream puffs are consumed each year. It blows my mind.
Whoa, I think we have that many in our studio today.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good for you. I'll be right over. So be sure to stop by the Travel Wisconsin booth while you're there. We're always in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and Travel Wisconsin is actually sponsoring a promotion on Friday. It's Celebrate Wisconsin Day. Visitors with an out-of-state ID get two tickets for the price of one. So that's a really good deal if you have any friends or family visiting from out-of-state.
And we want to connect with you. Are you going to be at the State Fair at all?
I am, yeah. Should I find you?
Yes. I'll work with your people, and we'll get you to come to our booth. We have a great location. It would be fun to talk to you out there.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, let's go to Eau Claire County. Eau Claire is a great place, northwest Wisconsin, and the artful side of the chainsaw can be viewed. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, you know how some artists use paintbrushes or pottery wheels as their tools? Well, this month in Eau Claire, they're using chainsaws. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Sculpture Championship is being hosted August 10th through the 13th. You can marvel as artists turn rough timber into beautiful artwork. They're skillfully crafting wood with these chainsaws and other high-powered equipment. The event attracts wood carvers from Wisconsin, other states, and actually some other countries as well. The sculpture contest takes place in Carson Park. That's just outside of the Wisconsin Logging Museum. And while you're there, I mean, definitely check out that museum. You're going to learn about the history of the industry and explore an authentic reproduction of an 1890s logging camp.
Oh, that sounds super cool. And Wausau, I think Wausau is so underrated because they have so much good stuff in the winter and the summer. Tell us what you want to highlight in Wausau.
I'm with you. I love it. It's Wisconsin's longest running blues festival. It is August 18th through the 19th. It is the Big Bull Falls Blues Fest. Try that three times fast. It's a beloved tradition set in a one-of-a-kind location. So get this. It's a music festival that takes place on beautiful Fern Island that's in the Wisconsin River. The island is just minutes from downtown Wausau, but it has this like secluded natural feeling. It's tremendous live blues music is going to fill the air during the evening, Friday, August 18th, all day Saturday, August 19th. There's food and drink sold on site, so there's no need to miss any of the acts. The Big Bull Falls Blues Fest operates a free shuttle that picks up and drops off festival goers at many locations, and it actually stops at several area hotels, so that's perfect if you're visiting Wausau for the weekend.
And if we see you at the fair, or when we see you at the fair, can we have something pulled aside for you to try? Is there a food item we can help arrange for you?
I mean, I guess surprise me.
Okay.
Ooh,
I like
right.
that.
We're good at surprises.
Absolutely. We'll have something there for you. I promise.
Okay. Sounds great. I'm a little nervous.
Yes,
okay.
you should be. Last year, John ate a scorpion.
And it wasn't great, Anne.
He's still not right.
It was bad.
No, I'm not eating. No.
We won't do that to you. No, we won't do that to you. It'll be a big fuzzy caterpillar. No, just kidding. It'll be fun, Anne, and safe.
A fuzzy one, at least.
It sounds fun.
Start your getaway at travelwisconsin.com. She's the travel secretary, Anne Sayers. Anne, always good to catch up. Thank you so much.
Same. Thank you.
That chainsaw art in Eau Claire, that sounds like something super unique. I'd like to check that out someday. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy, including listening to it. If you join it in the middle, check out WTMJ.com, WTMJ.com. And if you're at the Wisconsin State Fair next week, join us. Live coverage. All of our shows there beginning at 9 o'clock, so not the morning show, but then 9, noon, 3. We are there. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.